And the starting lineups tonight, Lacey Gaines, number 42, Danielle Jordan, number 33, Chelsea Holman, number 12, number 24 is Chelsea Stovall, number 10, Elizabeth Perkins. And we'll get the starting lineups for Riverdale. It's Middleton, Barbie, Jones, Watkins, and Davenport tonight as Petty is not playing and going to be out for a few weeks. Those starting lineups brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And Watkins gets it back to Barbie. Man-to-man coverage here by Franklin County, and a long jumper in and out by Davenport. Rebound picked up Jones. Back to Barbie. Between the legs dribble. Now gives it back up and sets it up to Middleton. Over to Watkins. She shoots a three. It's short. Rebound tipped. Controlled this time by Riverdale. Off of Franklin County's number 24, Chelsea Stovall. So Riverdale throw it inside court. Not a great crowd, but a pretty good crowd. Both sides. Barbie gives it out to Watkins. She's open for three again. Good. First bank three for Tori Watkins. And Brian, she had all day.
Well, it looked like the girl was going to come up and guard her, and she backed off. So Tori said, why not? I'll let it go.
Franklin County with the basketball facing the Riverdale press. They throw it away, tipped away by Riverdale, and it'll be Franklin County's basketball. Throwing it in will be Chelsea Holman, and gets it out to Jordan. I feel like I'm the only one talking in the gym, Brian. It's weird.
It is kind of quiet in here, isn't it?
Gaines going to drive, takes it back out now, looks for help, gives it over to Jordan. Back out to Preston. Preston, right side, it goes to Stovall. Now back to Preston. Being trapped over there by Riverdale. And the jumper leaves open is Gaines. The shot's no good. Rebound, however, up and in by Holman. Her first basket, and it's 3-2 Riverdale with 6:36 to go here in the first quarter.
Shelby Davenport yesterday, John, had 25 in the first half in that route yesterday over Cane Ridge.
Jones has it left side. She guns a three. In and out. Rebound picked up Gaines. Franklin County wanted to run. No. They slow it down a little bit. And coming away with it is Jordan. Gives it out to the point guard, Preston. 3-2 Riverdale, 6:13 to go here in the first quarter. State Farm Prep basketball here on WGNS. Girls game only. It's girls' night out, Brian. Here in the corner is a long jumper by Holman, and it's good. It's a three, and Franklin County takes the lead. So Holman has all five of the Lady Rebels' basketball points tonight, and they lead by two, 5-3.
24 games between Monday and tomorrow.
It's unbelievable. And the people that work the game. Oh, great fake by Davenport. Basket's going to count, and she is fouled. That was a great move by Shelby Davenport, her first basket.
I don't know that I've seen her with that move.
That's new.
Of course, she's a sophomore, played last year as a freshman at Siegel and transferred here to Riverdale.
Free throw is good. And so, right just like that, Riverdale regains the lead as Davenport gets her third point. 5:44 to go in the first, Riverdale by one. Long cross court trying to get across, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale's basketball, a turnover. For the Rebelettes, their first.
Well, it's going to be awfully hard against the press that Riverdale runs.
Watkins has it, top of the key. Now open is Davenport. She shoots a long one, no good. Rebound coming up with it is Holman. Getting out of trouble, now gives it over to Gaines, now to Preston. Over in the corner, that's Stovall. Long jumper's good. Well, one thing we know, you better not leave them open. That's another three. 8-6 Franklin County. Middleton shouts out the signals. Alexis, another youngster on this ball club, sophomore, gives it over to Davenport. Kind of hard to get those two apart, isn't it, Brian, with except the number.
Well, she's grown some, too.
Watkins from the corner. Good. A first bank three by Watkins. And she has two of them. And it's now 9-8 Riverdale. A seesaw battle so far with 4:51 to go in the first. And the ball's intercepted by Davenport. Lobs it into Jones, and it's picked off. Coming up with it is Jordan. Lob pass, Preston. Franklin County gets it back. Davenport made the steal, but then threw it away. Trapped in the corner. Jones takes it away from her. Long lead pass. It goes to Watkins. One-on-one off the glass. No good, but Davenport is there to put it back in. She has five, and it's a three-point Riverdale lead.
They do look like twins, by the way.
Oh, they do. And game is similar. And a foul called. And it's on Jones, her first. John Wild, his usual calm self. How do you tell whether he's winning or losing? It's really hard to tell sometimes.
It's very hard to tell. He must have some kind of high blood pressure elixir that he could sell.
Perkins, that would look like a walk there by Gaines. Lobs it over, this time open in the corners. Holman, this time no good. Rebound, Jones comes up with it. Riverdale wants to run. Long pass, a football pass, and it's picked off, but it's going to be Franklin County's ball. It went off Davenport's hands. 3:52 to go in the first quarter. 11-8, Riverdale leading.
Man, I tell you what, if you play for Riverdale, you better be ready to catch long passes.
You better be getting down the floor, too. Here's Franklin County with the ball. Holman still trying to get it across the timeline, being bothered by Barbie. And Barbie has been unusually quiet here early. And jump ball, and it's going to be Riverdale's basketball. So that's a turnover. That's four on the Rebelettes. Coming in the ball game is Haley Meeks for Franklin County. And taking a seat will be Stovall. No changes so far for the Lady Warriors. And now they're saying it's Blues ball.
I guess the possession arrow just had not changed.
Yeah, because that's what it was originally.
So take that Franklin County turnover away.
Getting it in to Perkins. Double teamed. Davenport putting some pressure on. So is Jones. Perkins looking for some help. Gives it over to Meeks. And with it is Gaines at the foul line. Now dishes it off to Holman. And the shot is no good. Rebound picked up. Here comes Middleton. 33 blazing down the floor. Gives it over in the corner. Watkins gives it back out to Middleton. Sets it up. Barbie going to set it up. Kobe gives it out to Middleton. Right side it goes to Jones. Back to Watkins. They're still not putting a lot of pressure on Torrey. There's Middleton open for three. They're challenging them to shoot those threes, and Middleton made them pay with a first bank three.
Well, that's their third in 10 shot attempts.
They're really sagging, aren't they, on defense?
I don't know that that's a very good idea.
14-8 Riverdale. 2:47 to go in the first, and now a foul going to be called. Then on Jones. Looking that way.
That's what makes it so hard to defend Riverdale, John, because they're sagging because Barbie's in there. Well,
yeah.
then you've got to worry about Middleton and Watkins and Shelby Davenport shooting those threes and Olivia Jones.
Preston has it right side, almost throws it away, and it looks like she's going to, and it is over and back. So that is that fourth violation that Brian mentioned earlier and we had to take away. Watkins will throw it in. A six-point Riverdale lead with a chance to get their biggest lead of the night as Milton brings it across. Jones coming off a pick, gets it over to the right side. Back out to Watkins. Torrey, they leave her open again, this time short, but Middleton's there. Reverse layup misses, and the rebound Franklin County. Middleton throws it, steals it, almost throws it away. Now saves it, great pass. Barbie, layup good by Middleton. What a pass by Barbie.
You have got to be on your toes the entire time with this bunch.
You've got to be kidding me. How she got that pass in there, for one. Franklin County with the ball. Gaines gives it out to Preston. Being hounded by Jones. Now she drives. Gives it over in the corner. That's Holman with a long jumper. Good. That's a three for Holman. And she has kind of kept them in it. She has eight. Barbie with the basketball. Looking for help. Gives it out to Jones. Now back to Milton. Sets it up with a minute 40 to go in the first. Five-point Riverdale lead. Off a pick, there's Middleton. Head fake, jumper, short. Rebound picked up this time. Coming away with it is Jordan. Going to drive the length of the court. Gives a fake to Watkins, and Watkins stands there, takes the charge. Good play there by Torrey Watkins. So Jordan, a little out of control, her second foul. Sub for Riverdale, that's Maddie Cantrell coming in, sophomore. Maddie had valuable minutes last year as well. And the first look and Jones is coming off. A little bit of a foul trouble situation. Middleton, bounce pass to Barbie at the high post. Middleton sets, gets a screen from Barbie, and it's a three from downtown, First Bank style.
Well, they're shooting the rock tonight. That is four First Bank threes here in the first quarter.
Franklin County making them shoot them, and they're making them pay. Franklin County with the ball. Holman from the corner again. This time, they're no good. Rebound, Barbie skies for it. brings it across herself, dribbles with the right hand, gives it over to Middleton, drives, stops, shoots, 14-footer, off the rim, no good, rebound, picked up, this time Meeks for Franklin County. Brings it across the timeline, picked up by Shakobia Barbie. Meeks bounces it inside, this time to Gaines, outside the top of the key to Jordan. Working that clock, may go for one here. 19-11, Riverdale. Good fake by Jordan. Drives, puts it up, and she is fouled, and I think that basket's going to count.
You got it.
And foul on Watkins. This time, she tried to do the same thing that she did earlier, but they catch her this time with a foul. So Jordan gets the basket, cuts the lead to six, a chance to cut it to five as she goes to the free throw line. And the free throw is good. And the lead for Riverdale is five with 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. John Dingens, Brian Barrett here with you. And Brian, I just wanted to comment while we got a second, what a great job you guys did on the IDST's primetime sports thing last night with trivia. And one thing amazed me, Donnie showed up on time and stayed the whole 2 hours.
He was there. He had lots of trivia. He had his little book.
Came through for me, didn't he?
He sure did.
Bounce pass, it goes to Barbie. Oh, Krieger was pretty good too. High post. Goes to Middleton. I think there was a slam about the commissioner, but I wasn't sure. Long jumper will not be in time. That's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Riverdale 19, Franklin County 14. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball right here on WGNS. We'll be back.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
In there, brother.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS from the State Farm Holiday Classic, no less.
Sponsored by State Farm.
And some other folks. Prentice also feeding in air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
And we start the second quarter of play, Riverdale by five, and a great give and go to Middleton. She misses the layup. Had a little push there. Some of the fans thought she should have been a foul. Now Barbie steals it away. Oh, 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Jones. She misses the layup. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale. And Kobe's, I think, about ready to say, I'll just take it myself here. Two missed layups. Almost too wide open, Brian.
Well,
sometimes it happens.
Sometimes you can be too wide open.
There it is. And the layup, no good again. Too hard. There's a lid on that bucket down there, and a foul going to be called on Riverdale. I think Middleton, maybe.
That was on number 33, Alexa Middleton.
And it is. So about three opportunities squandered by Riverdale, and it'll be Franklin County's basketball, trailing by five with 7:34 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass, it goes to Meeks. Meeks over the corner to Patterson. She's being hounded there by Barbie and throws it away, but I guess Shakobia touched it last. Well, Middleton leads with 8 points. Watkins has six, Brian, and Davenport with five.
They've been kind of quiet lately, John. Missed the last four shots and missed five of the last six. So they've kind of had a lid on the bucket for the last couple of minutes, as you mentioned.
Meeks having trouble. There's the pass. Stolen away by Barbie. Long pass to Middleton. Up with the left hand. This one goes in. Middleton with 10. Give the assist to Barbie.
Makes that look easy, but that if you're not left-handed, that left-handed layup's a little more difficult.
21-14. Oh, that could have been a walk. And that is Emily Mathis, who just entered the ball game. And they throw it away, but it's going to be Riverdale's ball. Another turnover for Franklin County. And Jordan going to come immediately back into the ball game. 8 turnovers for the Rebels. Middleton brings it across. We're at the 6:56 mark of the second quarter. Riverdale leads by 7. Trying that give and go again on that backdoor play. And Jones dishes it out to Barbie from the corner. Yes! First bank three. And talking about banking it tonight, we're doing it. That's 3 points for Barbie. Ball stolen away. They're going to call a foul on Jones. And that would be number 3 on Olivia.
Well, she's going to go out, John. And it looks like Maddie Cantrell is going to come in to play now.
And probably through the rest of the quarter. Olivia is so aggressive. Sometimes she does get in a little bit of foul trouble. Patterson has it. Make that Preston for Franklin County. Over to Meeks. In some trouble. Now gives it out to Jordan at the between the circles. Finds Gaines underneath the basket. She misses the layup. Barbie comes down with it. Going to dribble it all the way. Working one-on-one. Like a freight train goes in, and she's hammered by Meeks. She'll get two. So Barbie will go to the free throw line. You know, last year, Brian, we were talking about Riverdale, and sometimes I think they forced a lot of shots, but Barbie seems so relaxed. I wonder if that's because, you know, I'm signed. I don't have as much pressure. We're just going to play team ball and
last year, you know, last year they came in undefeated, all this thing. They kept going and going, and there's a lot of pressure to that, I mean, honestly. And I think it began to wear on the entire team and her too.
And the free throw was missed. And Franklin County brings it up the floor. And there is a tumbling act on the floor. We're going to have a foul. This one's on Barbie. Trying to retrieve that basketball. Riverdale leads by 10. Shot great in the first quarter. Not so hot in the second quarter, but they've increased their lead. Jordan drives, stops, puts it up in front of Barbie and banks it off the glass. Good. Excellent move by Jordan. Here come the Warriors. 5:56 mark of the second quarter. Middleton. Bounce pass Davenport. Looking for help. Still trying to find it. Now hands off to Middleton. They'll set things back up to Barbie. Back to Middleton. With the big Riverdale symbol in the middle of the court. To Cantrell. Down to Watkins. Open for 3. No. Rebound. Watkins. Gets her own rebound. Looks over. Gives it back to Barbie between the circles. Takes a couple of dribbles. Goes nowhere and gives it back out to Middleton. They'll set it back up again. The lead is 8 for the Warriors. Cantrell, right side. Davenport has it. Dribbles, now bounces it into Barbie, left side. Finds Watkins, can't handle it. She had an easy one. Cantrell open, no good. Rebound, picked up. And off of Gaines over there, and it'll be Riverdale's ball again. It would be 9 turnovers for the Lady Rebels. Watkins will throw it in. Side court. State Farm Holiday Tournament. Riverdale boys just won, finished winning. Jumper good, about 12 feet by Middleton. That is if you've got that shot and you can shoot a 3, it's hard to defend it. I mean, she's got that mid-range jumper. A lot of girls don't have.
That's usually the last one to come.
Andy with Intersource. Thanks to all our friends in Bedford and Rutherford County that made 2011 such a great year. We're lucky to have a community that still understands the importance of buying locally, and they didn't have to give anything up to do it. If you have any last-minute TV, telephone, or internet needs, go to the source. We'll take care of you. From all of us at Intersource to all of you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Here's to 2012 being the best year ever.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5. FM 101.9. AM 1450.
Ball is stolen away by Gaines for Franklin County, and she gets the basket and she's fouled, and Watkins is going to pick up her second foul. So going to the line will be Lacey Gaines. And the free throw, and Davenport going to get a little break, and Jones going to come in with three fouls, going to play. A little bit of a gamble there by Coach Wild. Free throw up. And it is good. So Gaines gets the three-point play, and the lead now 7. 26-19, 3:46 to go in the first half.
Well, Davenport's coming right back in, probably for Jones.
Cantrell back out to Jones. Left side, long cross-court pass to Watkins. Going to shoot the three. No. Rebound and over the back, I think, but we'll see. Yeah, Meeks all over Cantrell. So Meeks, second foul. And Riverdale will take it out underneath their basket.
Tempting your taste buds, Rick's Barbecue. They have two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Great barbecue, ribs, chicken, pork, get the beef, ham, slaw dogs, it's all great food.
We're talking with Mike Lanning, and their baked potatoes are out of this world.
They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese and chives, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want, beef, ham, pork, or chicken.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family too. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Hello and happy holiday greetings from your friends here at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. At Jennings and Ayers, we know about the importance of getting together as a family to enjoy the holidays. Reconnecting with loved ones is important. That's why at Jennings and Ayers, our family has been serving your family's funeral needs for over a century, because we understand. We hope you will enjoy the season while remembering the reason. Thank you for allowing us to connect with your family through the years. Happy holidays to your family from our family at Jennings and Ayers.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Three on two, Wilson, head fake, drive, puts it up in the right hand. And a try now, called by Franklin Jackson. 30-29 King River, you're listening to State Farm. What back you thought, I thought you could.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, and alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Do you value life? Life insurance, that is. When you buy your life insurance from us through Auto Owners Insurance, we'll save you money with premium discounts on your car and homeowners coverage. We're specialists in insuring people and the things people own. Come to us about life. No problem life protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And 54 seconds to go here in the half. 33-19 rebound. Long jumper, no good this time by Holman. It's a rebound, puts it up in the corner, no good. Rebound, 7-4. 40 seconds, ribs are big with the glass. We'll see. No good. The stop, shoots, guns one from 16. No good. Rebound, pick it up. Franklin County, they have a left with it. 14-point lead from 4 years in the half. Franklin County, they play. They're double figures. Middle, Davenport, Jones, and Garvey. Really remarkable. Bridget Jones is not picked up at 4-5 to get that. Watch the timeline, that's good. And Sands, not close to Barber. Look at Jones. I think it's off the bar, but he shoots from way outside. No good. Rebound picked up that one. Jones. The ball wasn't ready for it. Thanks to Jordan.
Have a white Christmas with a flocked Christmas tree from Martin's Home and Garden. They have beautiful fresh cut or live Christmas trees.
We have a great selection of poinsettias, all different sizes and colors.
That's Lester at Martin's Home and Garden, open weekdays until 7, where you can also pick out the perfect garland and wreaths and Christmas gifts like wind chimes, homemade treats like jam and local honey.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us here at Martin's Home and Garden, here on Broad Street across from Demas's.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Hi, this is Dave Kiveny at Music World and Drummer's Den, across from Indian Hills Golf Course on Shelbyville Highway. Come down for your Christmas music instrument purchases. Music World and Drummer's Den's got guitars, keyboards, amps, all kinds of drums and accessories. Give a gift certificate for lessons. Fantastic deals. There's no need to do mail order when you can get as good or better prices right here locally. Hi, this is Dave Kiveny at Music World and Drummer's Den on Shelbyville Highway across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
And people think about little ones in their yards, but this is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro.
The fun never ends at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
People have to have a recreational outlet, and this is one the whole family can attend, and everybody can enjoy it.
Roy Bowden is the owner of the Smyrna Bowling Center.
With a lot of the people working second and third shifts, they want to relax and have something to do before they get home and unwind, and this facility actually runs 24 hours a day.
That's right, 24 hours of fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And welcome back to the IDC's Halftime Show. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, 33-19, the Riverdale Warriors leading, and maybe not the greatest game we've seen Riverdale play, but they've definitely kept in distance, kept Franklin County away from anything close at this point.
Well, three-point shooting, they've hit like three in a row. They kind of have pulled it on out here in the second half or the second quarter. Really what makes Riverdale, the difference in Riverdale is when they're not shooting very well, they're still really good defensively. And one stat that kind of sticks out in my mind, Franklin County only scored 5 points in the second quarter after 14 in the first half, or first quarter. So, I mean, that's where they really hurt you. And, I mean, Franklin County had three threes in the first quarter. They had only two shots and only attempted four. So they're shooting well over 6 points.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit reevesane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
started the second half here. Middleton is fouled, shooting a first bank three attempt to go to the free throw line. Lakes just kind of added those 19 points. Oh, excuse me. Give you those starting lineups here in the second half. Just a second. Middleton is the first one. She has 20. It's Middleton, Jones, Davenport, Barbie, and Watkins. And this is another. She was shooting three. And it'll be Jordan, Sobol, Coleman, and Princeton. James for Franklin County. It's 2-3 as your starting lineup. Brought to you by Bob Barstow, the Realtor, Ted B. Age 40 minutes. And the field, Jones puts it up. Starting the field, Olivia's first basket. 30 seconds on the field. Lead to stay fit. Another steal. Easy, Davenport. Easy, Davenport. Perfect. 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 Perfect.
Of safety like Bud's Tire Pros. And with the holidays just around the corner, they want to ensure your car is safe and ready to travel this holiday season. Bud's Tire Pros is a full-service automotive shop with friendly certified technicians and a great selection of quality tires like Michelin. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. Get your car ready for holiday travel at Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or online at budstirepros.tn.com.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come do business with my family. And if you have a hard-to-shop-for person on your Christmas list, you can always give them a gift card from Animal City. Our hours at Animal City are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday 9 to 6, Wednesday and Friday 9 to 7, and Sunday 1 to 5. This is Amanda at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lanes.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're going to pass the ball and a 48-21 lead. We're at 4-1 into the third quarter of play. Johnny Bryan here with you from Riverdale High School. Excuse some of the technical difficulties we've been having. Hopefully we've got it back for you. No give and go. Barbie doesn't take it. Gives it over to Jones. Shoots a three. Short. Rebound. Picked up this time Holman. Well, she's a good player for Franklin County, Holman. Trying to dribble. This time, though, Jones picks her pocket. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. She may be the best in the district with that play. Olivia Jones with six. It's 50-21. Lob goes into Gaines. Back to Holman. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Gaines. Back over it goes to Jordan. Misses the shot. And rebound, Jones. Goes to Davenport. Feeds to Barbie. Shoots from way outside. No good. Rebound, Preston. Well, Riverdale's had its way, but they haven't hit the threes as much later. There's a walk by Preston. Another turnover. They're up to 20 now in the game. And it'll be Riverdale's basketball. Checking in will be Emily Mathis for the Rebels.
I'm going to take your word for that.
No,
on that.
I've been following it. Middleton brings across the timeline. 2:55 to go in the third. 50-21 Riverdale.
They've only scored, John, 2 points in this quarter. And they had 14 at the end of the first quarter. They've scored 7 points.
It's a typical. We're spacing that third quarter. Watkins from way outside. It's good. 4-3. A First Bank three for Tori Watkins. And that's all she scored tonight. 9 points. Jordan, 3-on-1 after she beats the press. Mathis has it from the corner. In and out. Rebound. Nice play. Holman can't get the rebound to go. Now 3-on-2. Middleton stops. Behind the back pass. Barbie Lampson. Woo! Barbie. Middleton putting a little Riverdale magic out there. 2:13 to go at the 50 in the third quarter. It's 55-21. Riverdale will take a timeout. Be right back.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend John, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, John. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, dude. We're obsessed with Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
pizza, pizza. You made me love pizza again.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, Martin Children's Art, Ideas Thieves, Hodge Construction Services, Cleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas at Murfreesboro, and our friends at Jones Car Wash.
I'm proud of you, buddy. Right. Because it's difficult you didn't throw anything out to the stadium or anything, fans or nobody had to go up.
I certainly had the urge, yes, but therapy is paying off.
And there's a foul of the push. And it's going to be on Riverdale.
As my cough drop rapper says, the show must go on or work.
I do get a little worried when you're starting to spray. This is going to carry me. Cantrell, the guarding Preston, she throws it away. And it'll be Riverdale's ball and the 21st turnover for the Rebels of Franklin County. It's a 55-21 game. Riverdale in control and have been for quite a while. Middleton back out to Barbie. Give and go to Middleton. Shoots it back out to Cantrell. Open is Jones from the left side. And a first bank three spot up.
Telling you, they just have so many weapons, John. And on any other team, that would have been a turnover or the you'd be going the other way.
It seemed extremely, extremely unselfish, you know, in this game tonight. Just can't say anybody's taking an unadvised shot, really. I mean, it's just all been find the open guy and hit him. Preston gives it out to Stovall, right side. To Jordan. She drives, going to go all the way in, and she is going to walk as she does that. Turnover number 22. Watson's coming back in. No, Brian, Riverdale's bench is not, they don't have a lot of people on there. Teddy not able to play, and you've got four girls over there?
Well,
Cantrell's one of them out there right now. Barbie's going to take a breather.
You got five, so, I mean, he has 11 on the roster.
And Jones can kind of play Barbie's spot, so that helps a lot. So, interchangeable part. Watkins working the high post, which is Barbie's spot. And she's trying to dribble through some traffic. And I'm not sure what Coach Wild is over there looking at, but I think he's going, what's going on there? Not quite sure. Passes commits the foul for Franklin County. Riverdale will throw it in underneath their basket. 48 seconds to go in the third. 58-21 Riverdale. Davenport going to drive for the left hand. Scoop shot. Well, good. Cool. That took a while, but it did go. 14 for Shelby. 60-21. This was starting to look ugly, Brian.
Well, didn't know after the first quarter whether it was going to be that way.
Offensive foul on Gaines, out of control, and it'll be Riverdale's ball again.
Well, frustration for Franklin County beginning to set in now.
If you can maintain composure against Riverdale, you've got a chance, you know, but you cannot start making turnovers. When you do that, you are asking for trouble. The 29-point lead right now, Riverdale. 60-29, and the give and go to Davenport. You don't see that much of girls' basketball, but that almost went in. Lob pass to Davenport. Work on that, folks. Davenport going to go to the free throw line. Shelby has 14, Middleton with 21, Barbie with 6, Jones with 9, Watkins with 9. So a good all-around night for everybody. Free throw is up and good by Davenport. She has 15 now. 61-21. The lead is, 40, not 30, 40. Here's Mathis in the corner. Long jumpers, no good. Rebound, picked up. Gaines, fouled by Middleton.
Coming up next is Clarksville Northeast and Hunter's Lane. I think I earlier said Hazel Green, but it's Hunter's Lane.
Well, if you work these tournaments, you've got to have a lot of volunteers, you know? Gaines, it's a fast free throw. It takes a lot of people, doesn't it?
Well, even good day bears having to hold up the wall over there. He's a little tired.
He looks a little tired. Looks a little rough. And the second shot by Gaines is no good. Watkins pulls down the board. 8 seconds. Riverdale takes one shot, leading by 61-22 margin. Watkins going to take it up and shoot. She's fouled, and that's kind of hurt for Franklin County. Watkins going to go to the free throw line with a 0.6 seconds left on the third quarter clock. You know, there's no Brian Barrett game coming up. I'm kind of sad. No Brian Barrett. Free throw, no good. I offered you this game. You couldn't have done it. But you unselfishly, kind of like the Warriors that played tonight, gave me the lead.
Well, that's true.
Probably a good thing.
Returned it out.
Because I could have done what you were doing over there.
I don't even know if I could do it again.
No. Good points for Watkins, and that's the end of the third quarter. It's all Riverdale. It's the Lady Warriors 62, Franklin County 22. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNX.
Hello and happy holiday greetings from your friends here at Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home on South Church Street in Murfreesboro. At Jennings and Ayers, we know about the importance of getting together as a family to enjoy the holidays. Reconnecting with loved ones is important. That's why at Jennings and Ayers, our family has been serving your family's funeral needs for over a century, because we understand. We hope you will enjoy the season while remembering the reason. Thank you for allowing us to connect with your family through the years. Happy holidays to your family from our family at Jennings and Ayers.
Ooh, you can depend on Farmer Brothers.
I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports Basketball here on WGNS from the State Farm Holiday Classic, brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, along with Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sure Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
And Riverdale with a 40-point lead as we start the fourth quarter. Clock, I guess, will be running. Here's Meek driving. Baseline, lays it up and in. Meeks with a good basket. She has two. And here comes Riverdale. Middleton over to Cantrell in the corner to Davenport. She's the long one, short. Watkins comes up with a rebound. Sweeping hook shot, but she's fouled. What is that, 4 points? What is it, 5 points they scored for Franklin County in the second half? Is that right? Am I close?
Well, 10 points since the first quarter. They had 14. It was 19-14 at the end of the first quarter.
Free throw is up and good by Watkins. He has 11. Of course, Eddie not playing tonight, so. Makes him a little, I guess, a little different, but not much. Second one's no good. Eddie defensively, though, that's another hound dog that's going to come after you. You know, that's,
well, to know that
a lot of speed.
You can still hang,
yeah.
You know, without one of your star guards in there, because that's forced Middleton into a different role.
And the free throw, the layup, that is good by me.
You have to thank Middleton. John hasn't, she typically doesn't play point guard. She's the two guard.
Yeah, that, I mean, and she's made the adjustment fine. Watkins drives, scoop shot, lays it up and in. Tori making a little nice move, and she's got 13 now, and it's 65-26 Riverdale with 6:37 to go.
Just kind of going through the motions now, it would appear.
This quarter will go pretty fast, I'm thinking. Holman shoots from way outside, and no good. She was hot earlier in the game. This time Watkins, I think, picks up the foul.
a substitution. Rachel Conyers is in the game for Riverdale. It's Conyers, Cantrell, Middleton, Watkins, and Davenport. And as I say that, we get a whole new group. Claire Chestnut comes in. Jordan Grierson is in. Conyers. And there is a jumper no good by Franklin County, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale. Chestnut, Grierson, Cantrell, Conyers, and I've got one more that I don't see a number, Brian. Do not see that number. And over in the corner, Riverdale has the ball, Cantrell. So stops, almost shoots. Jumper is up, no good. Rebound, picked up this time, Preston for Franklin County. Meeks with the basketball. Right side it goes to Preston. Now to Jordan, top of the key. And shooting the ball and hitting is Holman again with a three, 65-29. Here's Grierson over in the corner. It goes. Now back out, and Cantrell going to be fouled by Preston. That is the ninth foul on Franklin County. So Manny will go to the free throw line. Chance to get a basket. Alexis Castleman is also in the game for Riverdale. Castleman, Conyers, Cantrell, Grierson, and Manny gets that first one. And she'll get one more. 66-29. Second one, rolls no good. Rebound picked up this time, Jordan. Here come the Rebelette. Meeks, I think, is a transfer. It just was it became eligible, Brian, number 20. And she's done a good job. I believe that's who they were talking about on the Franklin bench.
Oh, okay.
Jumper's no good. Meeks saves it, but she touches the inbounds line, and it'll be Riverdale's ball. Castleman will throw it in. Talked to their press person before the game, and I believe Meeks is that person.
Well, of course, Coach Ensel over there will do a good job. He's just going to have to rebuild the program.
Grierson, and now Castleman has it stolen away by Jordan. Here come the Lady Rebels. Over to Holman. She's had a good game. She has 13.
John Wild spent, I think, two or three seasons at Franklin County before taking a year off, and then he was an assistant at Riverdale the year they won a state championship 2 years ago.
Meeks misses that jumper. I like Meeks. She's going to be a good one if that's to be who it is. She's a good-looking player coming off the bench. She'll probably see some starting time soon. Chestnut gives it over to Castleman. Long jumper by Cantrell is no good. Rebound picked up this time by Meeks. Driving for Franklin County. She falls, and boy, for one, she didn't really hurt a knee. Rebound, Jordan lays it up and in. That was ugly, but Meeks, okay. Conyers going to bring it across the timeline.
Castleman kind of took a spill, too, and got her leg twisted up under her, but looks like she's going to be okay.
Chestnut, jumper, this time by Conyers, is no good. Cantrell runs it down. Patty shoots, was fouled, no call. And now this time a foul, and I think somebody's over the back of Castleman. 2:49 to go in the game this fourth quarter, as we have said, and what we thought has flown by.
Can you imagine, though, being this group of five that has to go up against the starting group of five and practice every day?
Yeah, really. Hats off to them, though. You know, they have to get the place up. It helps them. Brian, where are we going to be? What's our next game, January? What is
January 3rd, we're going to go to Smyrna. It's Shelbyville at Smyrna.
And there's a drive by Meeks. She's fouled by Chestnut. And then we've got three games that week, I think, don't we?
Well,
maybe.
I know we have two, and it's possible that we have a third. I just can't remember exactly what the deal is on that Saturday.
So we definitely have to Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah, the Friday game will be Battle of the Borough Part 1. The first district game of the year will be Riverdale versus Oakwood.
second one by Meeks. This one misses as well. Rebound, Mathis. Comes away with it. They'll set it back up with 2:12 to go. 66-31, Riverdale. I haven't mentioned that score. Needs to do it. Right side it goes. Mathis for three. No good. Rebound, Chestnut. Looking for some help. Passes it out. Gives it over to Conyers. Long pass down to Grierson. He's going to take that 15-footer and hit. Grierson with the basket. 68-31. We're under 2 minutes now. Brian, we've finished all our shows. This is it. This is Merry Christmas. Bye-bye for a while.
Well, this is the last local broadcast of 2011.
That's sad. Think about it. Meeks has it right side for Franklin County.
I'll see what you say about January 20th.
Yeah.
And maybe him even February 15th.
Oh, ball for three. She hits. She has six. 68-34. Riverdale. You know how you get texts and tweets and everything? I get texts about, like, you know, guitars and stuff.
Oh, really?
People are like, you know, I bought a guitar. The sports phone, isn't it? People need to know that's a sports phone. Geez, I bought a guitar.
You need to answer.
New strings? No.
John Deacon sports phone.
Yeah. Just like, didn't do that. I don't have one of those fancy sports phones.
Conyer,
take that castle and missing the first one.
One day.
Second one is up, and it is no good. Rebound. Coming away with that is Hood, Katie Hood.
It's actually called a smartphone. And you're one of the smartest people I know. I don't know why you don't have one.
That's one. Boy, somebody forgot to throw the ball in. Well, Beach didn't. Somebody forgot to come down and catch it. Under a minute here. 68-34. Riverdale is going to be the winner here easily. Who do they play next, Brian? You got that on there? Take a look at that.
They'll play Memphis Central tomorrow at 7:30. Yes.
Wow, that should be a great game. I want to come watch that.
Number one versus number two in the state.
We need to come watch that.
I think it's going to be a pretty good one. They won earlier this afternoon versus Lovett, and it wasn't close. Like a 30-point win.
68-34 here, Riverdale, 30 seconds to go.
You know, when they played Riverdale about 2 weeks ago, that was their last game until last night, Memphis Central. They can't find anybody to play them.
Long jumper's no good. Rebound picked up. No good. Meeks comes down with it. Well, it should be a good one tomorrow. 68-34. Riverdale has already lost to them once this year. Tried to get revenge tomorrow night.
It was an overtime game.
Yep. Long jumper, Stovall. That's it. Good win. An easy win for the Riverdale Lady Warriors. They win it by a score of 68-34. And as Brian mentioned, we'll play Memphis Central tomorrow night, 7:30, right here at this gym. And we're going to come back, and we will take a look at the Prentice Office Heating and Air post-game show. We'll have the start of the game as well. Brian will have some stats. Lots of them. And we'll be back. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. The final again, Riverdale 68 and the Franklin Girls 34.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student-athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050. We'll go the extra mile.